April 26, the grace of humility. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 57:15. The grace of humility should be cherished by everyone who names the name of Christ, for self-exaltation can find no place in the work of God. Those who would cooperate with the Lord of hosts must daily crucify self, placing worldly ambition in the background. They must be long-suffering and kind, full of mercy and tenderness to those around them. True humility is the evidence that we behold God and that we are in union with Jesus Christ. Unless we are meek and lowly, we cannot claim that we have any true conception of the character of God. Men may think that they are serving God faithfully. Their talents, learning, eloquence, or zeal may dazzle the eye, delight the fancy, and awaken the admiration of those who cannot see beneath the surface. But unless these qualifications are humbly consecrated to God, they are regarded by God as unprofitable servants. God has been waiting long for his followers to manifest true humility that he may impart rich blessings to them. Those who offer him the sacrifice of a broken and contrite spirit will be hidden in the cleft of the rock and will behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. As Jesus, the sin-bearer, the all-sufficient sacrifice is seen more distinctly, their lips are tuned to the loftiest praise. The more they see of the character of Christ, the more humble they become, and the lower their estimate of themselves. Self is lost sight of in their consciousness of their own unworthiness and of God's wonderful glory. Those who value a holy and happy walk with God, who prize the strength that a knowledge of him brings, will leave nothing undone if only they may behold God. They will cherish the spirit that trembles at his word, and in every place and under every circumstance they will pray that they may be allowed to see his glory.